Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. This podcast is ran 100% by the questions that you submit to me on Twitter. So if you have a question for me on marketing, recruiting, mindset, team building, etc., feel free to go over to Twitter and mention me at Ray Higdon and use the hashtag AskRay, and we'll shoot a podcast answering your question. So today's question comes from Ross Young. Ross Young says, "Hi Ray, I've just started blogging. What advice would you give to someone who's completely new to this?" So a few things. Number one, I'm a huge fan of blogging. Blogging has really been the biggest thing that I could have ever done for my business as far as long-term branding, growth, leadership, recognition, becoming a credible authority, etc., and also, of course, lead generation. So I'm a huge fan of blogging, and I think if no matter what niche you're in, whether it's you're in a law practice, whether you're candlestick making, network marketing, affiliate marketing, etc., I think you should be blogging if you are thinking long-term about success in that marketplace. So couple things, some bits of advice for those who are new to blogging. Number one, embrace the word until. When I started blogging, I wasn't getting awesome results. I wasn't getting any results, really, for almost 6 months. Now, I know a lot more about blogging now than I did then, so it's certainly possible to get results before 6 months. But if you plan your attack like that, then you got a good shot. If you're going to test out blogging for the next 5, 10, 14 days, then it's probably better for you not even to start, because you'll save yourself a lot of time and headache, because you're just not going to get much out of a short-term application of blogging. Number two, define what target market your blog will be serving and be congruent. Now, let me give you a warning. I know people that literally spend years trying to craft the perfect target market, which is completely ridiculous. You should not spend years crafting the perfect target market. You should instead get started with what you know now. So your target market may change. You may decide, you know what, I was first serving, you know, network marketers, but you know what, I really am more passionate about talking about health and wellness. Well, you know, serve whatever niche, but grow. And don't take forever. I see it all the time. It's really a shame, because you could be getting leads and sales, but instead you're sitting there thinking and tinkering around in your head on stuff that doesn't make any sense. Remember, version 1.0 is infinitely better than 0.0. Now, once you have a target market, be congruent. Don't talk about, you know, the ORAC score of, you know, organic strawberries, one post, and then the next one, how to make money from Craigslist. Those are incongruent. Be congruent with your target market and the theme of the blog, okay? Next, understand what a blog is for. A blog is to generate leads. That's the number one focus of a blog, is to generate leads. Yes, it helps you brand yourself. Yes, it could help you make sales. You know, yes, it's a way to get traffic, but it's really to get leads. So make sure you have a good giveaway to get leads. And other than staying consistent, those are kind of my tips for you new to blogging. Stay consistent, keep at it, and you'll have a successful blog in no time. And if you are a blogger and you would like to get more results in your leads and sales and branding, feel free to shoot me an email, ray@rayhigdon.com. I have a private blogging association that is invite only. We don't have a sales page out there for it that we advertise, but if you're a blogger and you want more results, feel free to shoot me an email, ray@rayhigdon.com. And also stay tuned, because next month in May, I am doing a brand new blogging product launch. Stay tuned. It's going to be really, really big, and I know that you guys are going to love it. So hope you got benefit out of this podcast, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.